Sam Long is from the town of Clover. She is here to give us a rundown of events that are happening this weekend and beyond. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Okay, so this is a big weekend for the town of Clover.
Yes, it is. So our annual Highland Games are this weekend, traditional Scottish games.
Right. I looked in the McFadden over here. Yes.
Brute strength on display.
Bring out the kilt.
Don't
threaten me with a good time.
So you can come out to New Center Park. The games will begin at 9 a.m. We'll start with a Veterans Walk since this is Veterans Day weekend. And then the games will begin immediately after that and run all day until 2:30 when they're finished. So lots of awards to give out to the athletes, lots of fun stuff. We'll have food trucks, merchandise vendors, so they'll start some early holiday shopping as well while you're there. But of course, the entertainment will be to see the athletes compete. There's just a little over 60 athletes in this year, so competing in all different games, divisions, male and female.
So Sam, what does the winner get in all of this?
Well, we have awards, of course. We have
a new kilt.
And then the grand athlete will get the golden chain that says Athlete of the Year.
What?
Yes. Lucas, what? Of all things, you need to be there.
Like a golden chain that they wear?
Yeah, it's a nice golden chain, and it's got the big logo on it that says Clover Highland Games, Athlete of the Year.
When I think of Highland Games, I think of a little bit of those lacrosse sticks or an a bocce ball mentality. Like, what are the games?
Oh, there's six different games. Small, anywhere from like the caper toss to, the large, the pole toss.
Yeah, they're flipping like telephone poles out there, Alex.
What?
Yeah, I can't flip that.
This is legit.
Yeah.
You're not playing cornhole and calling it Highland Games.
No.
My
checking
gosh.
In.
No. Alex, wow. I absolutely love everything about you. That is hilarious. Bless your heart. You thought they were just having various
clover
neighborhood games.
Clover and just cornhole.
Yeah.
Horseshoes.
Honestly, I've seen some people call a theme event something and you're just doing a toss.
That is hilarious.
Egg toss.
Do you have a baby pool where people can fish? Like they do.
Bobbing for apples.
Like they do at Vacation Bible School. Yeah.
Now, you've got me more intrigued because this is the real deal.
Yeah.
I have to see this.
They use those big balls, like those stones.
This is a strong man.
They have to pick up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are not just like, they don't look like Lucas McFadden out there, right, Sam?
No.
Okay. He said it, not
And
me.
I think you said before, these people travel around and compete with this.
It's sanctioned through an organization called SHAG.
Okay.
And so it's we're just the host basically for, but yeah, they're all over the Southeast every weekend. There's different games. So yeah, I mean, it's people from outside of York County.
A big deal.
Gosh,
yeah.
Alex, I needed that laugh. That is perfect.
Bless
your
heart.
I just picture you thought it was like a Vacation Bible School setup.
Backyard.
Yeah.
I really did.
Well, I love that you think I can still compete on that level, Alex. Maybe if it was a race, a road race, I could do it, or push-ups, I might be able to do it.
It really makes it unique, and it draws people into Clover because you don't get that type of true strongman competition.
That's exactly right.
And don't they wear, some of them do wear a kilt when they compete.
Yes, they do.
I would. I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's
you're showing off your
about.
Highland, your colors. I did find out somewhere in the region of North Carolina, you can go to this museum shop and see your Highland, your ancestry kilt.
I need
kilt.
That one now.
Yeah.
Can you give me that information? Because next year, when I'm asked to officially introduce the Highland Games, I'm going to wear my traditional tartan.
Yes.
Oh, I'm impressed, a tartan. Anyway, Sam, we've lost it for you. Let's bring it back to Clover.
So that's this weekend, this Saturday. Come one, come all.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Beyond Saturday, what else should we put on our calendar?
Well, it's almost gearing up for Christmas, so we will do the letters to Santa, which we do every year. So there will be a little mailbox outside of our office that starts November 18th, so just 2 weeks. Kiddos can drop letters to Santa Claus. They might get a return.
Ooh. Today was the first day I started to hear some Christmas music.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Santa is coming to town.
Yes.
Sam, where are you guys located in case folks want to do that?
Yes, so we are at the Clover Community Center. Our address is 120 Bethel Street.
Okay.
So we're right in town there. And then the first full weekend of December, we have a whole Christmas celebration. So on Saturday, December 7th, our Main Street director, Alicia Griffith, will host Holiday on Main, which is an annual event that she hosts. Street vendors, food vendors. She has local carolers as well as you know, some professional musicians coming. Santa Claus will be at that as well, so you can come take a picture with Santa Claus. And then the next day on Sunday, the chamber will host the Clover Christmas Parade. So there are a few spots left for the Christmas Parade. So if you are interested in being a vendor in the Christmas Parade, you can reach out to the chamber president, which is Greg Holmes. So that is Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. We are also doing registration. So our art gallery, which is located in our office at the Clover Community Center, is going to host a Secret Santa workshop. So it's for children ages 7 to 10. They can come and make some Christmas crafts for their parents, grandparents, you know, whoever.
Oh, that's cute.
Isn't that a great idea? Yeah.
So that's a super fun event. So that will be on December 12th from 3:30 to 5, but registration closes November 15th. So just so we have time to order supplies and all of that. So if you have a kiddo, who is between the ages of 7 and 10, and you're looking for an hour and a half where you might can get some Christmas shopping done and they can come make a fun craft with us, you can register on the Town of Clover's website, or you can give our office a call.
So they're registering now, but the event doesn't take place until December.
December 12th, yep. Gotcha. It's a Thursday afternoon, yep. All right. So that is what is going on in Clover, gearing up for the holidays.
I know you're excited.
I'm so excited. The best time of the year.
I was just about to say the exact words you took out of my mouth. The best time of the year is here.
We love it.
It is.
Bring out the queen of Christmas.
Yes.
We love it.
Sam and Clover.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. You can dethrone Mariah Carey,
exactly.
Sam.
Exactly.
Those are big shoes to fill.
We'll crown you.
You probably do more impact than she does here. Yeah. So.
Awesome. Sam, well, thank you so much. That's the update from the Town of Clover.